The Senate narrowly approved a ban on late campaign advertising by advocacy groups such as the National Right to Life Committee and the Sierra Club. Senators John McCain and Russ Feingold are trying to ban huge campaign contributions. McCain says he doubts the measure approved yesterday is constitutional. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Capitol.
This is going to get complicated. The story begins with Democrat Paul Wellstone, who says he wants to improve the campaign finance reform bill. The original McCain-Feingold bill would ban rich people, corporations, or unions from making huge donations to political parties. It would also limit corporations and unions from buying their own political commercials near election time. Senator Wellstone wants one more restriction. He wants to limit the political TV ads bought by special interest groups. If the law limits parties and corporations, he said, it's only fair to limit spending by the National Rifle Association or the Sierra Club. Otherwise, Wellstone warned that more groups will buy more ads to smear candidates they don't like.
And it's all going to shift to a proliferation of these groups and organizations that are going to carpet bomb our states with all of these sham issue ads. This is a loophole that must be plugged.
The Senate's reformers were split on this idea. Democrat Russ Feingold warned that a court might find Wellstone's proposal unconstitutional.
It is both for reasons of concerns about its constitutionality and also the practical considerations of what it will take to get a piece of legislation through this Senate and maintain the bipartisan spirit and reality that it has had.
Feingold and his co-sponsor, John McCain, seemed likely to defeat the amendment, but then something happened. Lawmakers who never supported any campaign reform began voting with Democrat Paul Wellstone.
Senators voting in the affirmative. Allard, Bingaman, Bond.
After
Boxer,
hearing advice Rose, from fellow Republicans, 98-year-old Strom Thurmond slowly rose from his chair, and he changed his vote to yes. Democrat John Breaux opposes the bill, but voted yes. By now, Democrat Russ Feingold had slipped around behind the desk of one of the Senate clerks. He was reading over her shoulder as she counted. The amendment was close to passing. And then two more Republicans who oppose reform walked out of the Senate cloakroom and cast votes for the amendment.
The Wellstone Amendment is agreed to, 51 in the affirmative and 46 in opposition.
Afterward, Feingold accused lawmakers of supporting the amendment for cynical reasons.
What it does is this, is it puts us in a position where we'll all go through the motions of passing this thing, the president will sign it, and then, you know, in a few months, the Supreme Court will go, nice try, and the whole thing falls.
The bill's opponents agree. Senator Mitch McConnell opposes most restrictions on campaign money. He says they violate the right to free speech. Looking owlish behind his round glasses, the Kentucky Republican said he supported Wellstone's amendment because he hopes to make the bill worse.
Look, I want to defeat the bill. The bill, which has constitutional problems, now has more constitutional problems. It doesn't bother me that it now has more infirmities than it already had.
The bill now contains three different provisions that some say the Supreme Court might reject. Later this week, McConnell and his allies will offer another amendment. They'll propose saying that if the Supreme Court overturns any one part of the reform bill, it would all be overturned. Reformers are working to block that amendment. But if they fail, Senator John McCain says it becomes doubtful that his reform measure will survive. Looking ahead of that vote, Senator Feingold says that's the whole bill now. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.